I'm delighted to welcome to the programme Director of Services, Miss Ellen Joyce, and she joins me on the line. Ellen, good evening.
Good evening, Dara.
Listen, delighted to have you on, and congratulations on your new premises.
Thank you. We moved into our premises on the 2nd of September, so we're still trying to find ourselves, but we opened for services within 3 days. So thank you to everyone who helped us in transferring our services of 17 years over to Sarsfields Road. We're really grateful for all the help that people gave us so that we could be up and running as soon as possible here in Cork again. So thank you to everybody out there who helped us doing that. And I suppose I'm here really to talk to Dara about our Networking Information Day for young women with breast cancer. I suppose we see that the needs of people of this age group with breast cancer are very different to those who are in their 50s and 60s. And we have already run a day earlier this year just to see what kind of information they were looking for, and it was from that day that we ran up in the Montanati Hotel, when we hadn't a premises to host that many people, that we decided we'd run this day. So we have really great speakers. We have our medical oncologist, Professor Seamus O'Reilly, who is going to talk about advances in treatment for breast cancer and screening. We have a clinical nurse specialist in cancer genetics coming from Dublin, Michael O'Farrell, because I know family history is something, and genetics is something that people really worry about at in this age group. And we have a great panel of speakers, which will be panel who will take questions and answers, and some of those will be breast cancer nurse specialists coming from the hospitals. We also have Yvonne O'Mara, who is a psychotherapist in systemic work, and she's going to talk about the whole issues of sexuality and intimacy and relationships for women of this age group. And it can be a huge issue for people when they're diagnosed with breast cancer. So we're really grateful for all our speakers who are coming free of charge to us. And in the afternoon, then we have consultant breast cancer surgeon Martin O'Sullivan. And he is going to give us the updates on surgical treatments and reconstruction, which is also something that this age group are quite specific looking at. I mean, it's there for all age groups, but especially for these women. And then we have consultant gynecologist and obstetrician Dr. Moya McMiniman, and she's going to talk about fertility, pregnancy, and early menopause, which is a side effect of some of the treatments that women with breast cancer have to have because of the treatments they're on. So we're really, really delighted to have all our speakers coming, and they've been really good and excited that this day is happening, because I suppose they see these women every day in their clinics, just like we see them in our services. So we're really delighted that we've pulled all this together. And Fiona Moriarty, who is our breast cancer nurse counsellor working here in Cork Arc for the last, I think Fiona's with us nearly 12 years, has been pioneering in getting this day together. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Ellen, I'm going to go back a little bit to something that Professor Seamus O'Reilly, who is a lead oncologist in this area, something he said: breast cancer patients under the age of 45 often feel isolated when they're diagnosed, and more especially in their cancer treatment units, when they're often the youngest on treatment. Now, I don't know too much about what it's like for, you know, I've never suffered from that. But I do know myself, I go for a treatment every month for MS. I go to an oncology ward. I'm looking around at a lot of young people inside there who are receiving their chemotherapy. And you see that sense of almost that they feel alone, or they're scared, which is natural. So I suppose the point I'm getting at is this information day, and the networking, I think, is key here. It's about helping these young people to understand they're not on their own. They never will be on their own. And together, we can take that journey one step at a time.
And I think that day that we ran in the Montanati was, once we had the kind of the initial, we didn't bring in speakers that day. We just hosted it ourselves, and we had a lot of time where we gave them just to talk themselves. And we brought in kind of support, and they're going to be stands on the day as well, from the Wig Clinic, from the Hair Council in Glenmire, from, you know, the Bellissima, all the things that are really big issues for women. And they were all there. So they were able to go around to the stands and also talk to each other over the tea and coffee. And that's the whole aim of this day, is to have people of the same age group in the room together, hearing from each other and also receiving from each other the wisdom that they can give each other, which we find powerful in any of the groups we run, that when you have people of the same age group with the same diagnosis together, they really get a lot from each other. So we're hoping that this day will be as good as the day we ran in Montanati. And we're really delighted. And we're delighted to, you know, we have a lot of people coming, I suppose, from Citizens Information, from the Cork Dragons, from the Bravehearts Choir, from the Lymph Clinic. That, you know, all those stands are going to really give an opportunity for people to be able to network during lunch and during coffee. So, it's great. And to have it in our new building that has cost us $2.2 million. We're still struggling to raise the funds. But we bought and refurbished this old building for $2.2 million. So we're still on a fundraising campaign, but we're delighted that we're able to host our first conference. We don't have our conference chairs. We don't have yet we're hiring all those in at a very reduced cost, but we're hoping that this will also bring people to our services even more and put more awareness out there. So we're hoping we'll have some more coverage, and we're delighted to have this coverage for the people of East Cork and West Waterford.
Well, now, two of the stands, Ellen, that you've just referred to there are probably two groups that I could talk for Ireland on, which are Cork Dragons and the Bravehearts Choir. Now, the Cork Dragons, for any listeners that don't know who these ladies are, listen, you wouldn't want to be messing with them on a dark night. These guys are out on the River Lee rowing their curraghs through thick and thin, and they will go anywhere in the country and beyond, rowing together, working together, realising there's life beyond the diagnosis, there's life beyond the treatment. Now, the Bravehearts Choir, we had them down here in Yaw last year for our Homebirds Music Festival, and I had the great honour and personal joy of performing with them, as we did You Raise Me Up together. And again, a wonderful bunch of ladies who, you know, they'd put a smile on the coldest heart, just filled with energy and filled with enthusiasm. And I suppose, really, this is what the message you want to bring at this Networking and Information Day, Ellen, is to let the girls know, lads, you're not on your own. There is life beyond this. I know it seems daunting right now and you're scared, but we will do this together, and we will get beyond it together.
Absolutely. And I think they really, you know, this has been a huge success for us already by the interest that has been shown. I mean, I thought that, like, we have limited capacity despite our big building, because our conference facilities aren't huge. We can host 50 people very comfortably, and we're well up there at our numbers already. But I suppose the idea is just to have it big enough so people can get enough from it, but also that it's not too big that people get lost, that they can't network. So yeah, we're delighted that it's happening.
I think it's a wonderful success story, and I just want to remind listeners as well that look, you need fundraising to be able to do what you do. You need fundraising, and there's a couple of easy ways that you can make a difference. You can text GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 50300 to donate €4 to Cork Art Cancer Support House. The text costs €4, and the money that the Cancer Support House will receive is €3.60 from that. And that's a very easy way of supporting. But there's loads of ways of getting involved. And the website is corkcancersupport.ie. There isn't a family or a person out there that hasn't been touched in some shape or fashion by cancer. It's touched my family. It is touching me at this present moment. So anything I can do to help, I certainly will. But let's get that message out there. It's all about networking. It's all about information. But Ellen, it's all about positivity. And, you know, when you meet people like the Cork Dragons or the Bravehearts Choir, you see them, they've come out the other side of it. It's not easy. But when you get there, you know, you can get back up and get on with life again. Don't let cancer define who you are.
Yes. Absolutely, Dara. And I mean, I suppose I also want to acknowledge that it's not always upbeat for people, but I suppose with a bit of support, and that's what we're about, the people can express their feelings, even if they're feeling bad on any day. That's what we're about. And by being able to share that, it can really help people to move on, you know. That's what we're about.
You're absolutely right, Ellen. And I mean, it would be remiss of me not to recognise that the moment you get a diagnosis of cancer, regardless of how great or how small it is, it's a horrible, horrible place to be. I've been there very recently, and it's not easy. Nobody ever said it is easy. But when you have good people around you, particularly with yourselves, you know, that you understand, you're fighting the fight with them, you understand it's okay to be yourselves, and it's okay to shed a tear and to fall apart, but it's also okay to get back up again. And it's baby steps, but together you're making a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'd also like people, I suppose, just to join our online community. We have a whole we have Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, all of those, and Instagram. And I suppose our campaign about the house then and the fundraising is make room for ARC with a four. So room for ARC, you know, that's what it is. And you'll have seen that campaign already. So thank you, everybody, all our donors. Everybody who has supported us in one way or another, we're really, really grateful. So,
Well, Ellen, I will say this. No, I haven't been to your services yet. I will be attending soon, I know. But listen, on behalf of everybody that you have helped down through the years, a huge thank you to you and to all the team at Cork Arc Cancer Support House, because without good people like ye, life wouldn't be so easy to get through, and these challenges wouldn't be easy to get through at all. Not that they're easy, but you make life easier. So well done to you all, and I hope that the Information and Networking Day will be a complete success.
Yeah, and it's important if people want to attend that booking is essential. And I suppose you can email Fiona at Cork Arc Cancer Support House or ring us here on 021 427 6688.
And just a reminder that that email address is fiona@corkcancersupport.ie, or the hotline is 021 427 6688.
That's great. Listen, thank you so much, Dara.
Ellen, it's been an absolute blast and a pleasure. I look forward to catching up with you soon, and continued success to all that you do.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
And there we had Ellen Joyce, Director of Services at Cork Arc Cancer Support House. Just a reminder once again that Breast Cancer Networking and Information Day for Young Women will take place on Saturday, the 12th of October. That's this coming Saturday, from 9 to 3:30 at the newly renovated centre on Sarsfields Road. If you want to attend, and it is advisable to book, it is free of charge. But it's hosted by Fiona Moriarty, who's a breast cancer nurse counsellor. Presenters and guest speakers will include Professor Seamus O'Reilly, medical oncologist, Michael O'Farrell, clinical nurse specialist in cancer genetics, Ivana Mara, systemic psychotherapist, Martin O'Sullivan, consultant surgeon, and Dr. Moya McMenamin, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at the CUMH. Loads of information stands as well, but it's good to get in. Book now. Let them know you're coming. It's for any person under the age of 45, for women under the age of 45. And the email address, once again, for bookings, it's fiona@corkcancersupport.ie or call 021 427 6688.